You have a car now. I mean, are you going to start driving that every day?
I'll put some miles on it, save my car to miles, and until it gets bad out, I might have to get a rental for the snow, so I already know how it gets up here with the weather.
Did you forget about that bed, or, you know, did you remember it? Was that something in the back of your head?
It was in the back of my head. I always bugged her about it when I go up to the high school games, and I said, you know, you still got that bed you owe me, and she said, yeah, I know, I got it. And, you know, just yanking the chain a little bit. I'm not one to press on. And if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. So now just, you know, the thrill behind it is what the message isn't the car. It's, you know, to the people that, you know, if you really set yourself up with a high goal, it doesn't mean you can't obtain it. So just to anybody, you know, keep striving. And you don't need a car to you know, show you how high you can really go.
What does LeGarrette mean to the running back room and just having that veteran guy who's unselfish? How much does he set the tone for what you guys do?
Oh, you would have thought LeGarrette was just, you know, Santa Claus out there. He's very giving. He wants everybody to do, you know, great as well. So, you know, as a teammate, that's what we want. And, you know, people on the outside might think LeGarrette is frustrated. He's not frustrated one bit. He's the happiest guy in the team room we have, and he just comes in with that energy and that swag that he knows that he knows how to win games. He knows how to win championships. So you know, why not follow a guy like him? You know, go in his footsteps and just keep learning. Not making it so hard, but you can still have fun at the same time learning from a guy like him.
Is it inspiring seeing a guy who's 31 playing at that level?
He's 31.
I think 31.
Well, it just shows that he takes good care of his body and he plays the game the smart way.
Corey, what's it like being a rookie? I mean, last year at this time, you basically only had one game left.
Yeah.
This year, you might have as many as 9 games left. It's almost a whole other season. You ready for that?
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I got to be ready. And, you know, I already walked myself into this situation. I knew the NFL season was longer. And, you know, especially during the combine, the training leading up to it, they said the season is a lot longer. But I'm just trying to not hit the rookie wall they talk about.
So, I mean, what are you doing tonight? I mean, you feel pretty good?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. You know, just making sure I stay on top of my body and not get complacent. So when the days are over, I make sure I do the same thing over and over to make sure my body stays right for the next day.
Who's helped you out with that? Is anything
just me. I've been pretty good at taking care of my body before the NFL. So I think that's one of a good trait that I have is making sure I stay on top of my game so that nobody has anything bad to say.
What lessons do you think this team can learn about itself on the trip, especially to Seattle, a team that has good playoff experience, plays well at home in the summer?
We just can't let the crowd noise affect us. We all know how loud 12 Stadium can get. So, you know, being on the road is always hard to play. It's always hard to get a win at that. So I think if we just attack everything as knowing that they're in our way and we're not in their way, you know, this game should be working out in our favor if we, you know, put the hard work in. So we can't really say we have the game right now, but we got a lot of work to do still.
You guys have been winning by a large margin, though, especially the last few games. Seattle looking like it's going to be a little bit closer just on paper.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's going to give you guys the experience you need going into maybe the playoffs?
Yeah, and you know, we appreciate any game we go up against, any opponent who's coming in there giving us their best, the best effort. And not saying that any game couldn't be close, but you know, Seattle is a great opponent. It's the next team on the list, so you know, we're seeing what type of effort they give us because you know, we're giving 110%.